Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Matthew Ombi's here, too. Matthew is Senior VP and head of HR over at Aflac, an outstanding organization, Chief Human Resources Officer over at Aflac, and you know, the guys with a commercial with a duck, you know those guys, and Matthew's been with us before, and we've talked about some of the surveying that they've conducted of small business owners and their employees, and what that relationship is all about. What is it coming and going, giving and taking, right, Matthew?
That's right. You know, we try and, given our largest customer, our small businesses, we try and give back every year by doing some surveying to give them some insights on how they can be better, not only as an employer, but more competitive in the small business workspace.
Absolutely. And welcome back, by the way. I'm glad you're here. And what you found out this year is that small business employees kind of look to their companies, their employers, for some of their happiness, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, what we found was that we did the survey nationwide, and the good news is that small business employees are among the happiest workers in the workplace. 84% of them say they're happy in their current job. They actually prefer working for a small business over a large corporation. There are a lot of reasons for that.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, I've said for years, we're so cuddly and huggable, you know, small businesses. And there's so many things. You guys identified some aspects of all that, didn't you? Flexible scheduling?
We did.
What were some of the others?
Yeah, sure. I mean, to the lovable part of it, employees that are working in small businesses feel like they're part of a family. They like the flexible work schedules. There's fewer people and layers to navigate in the organization. And they can see a direct correlation and connection to the work they do and the output of the firm. And they feel like their input actually matters to leadership. Probably the biggest thing you'll find in the survey as you go through it is that almost 80% of these employees have a high level of trust in their company leadership, and I think it's probably because of the aforementioned things, right? I mean, it's just,
well, yeah.
The leadership is more visible.
Well, you know, and Matthew, you know this, and you've seen this before, and you've found it in surveys. Small business owners, oftentimes, most of the time, we think of our employees as our family. And when employees see a small business owner have to lay someone off or fire them, they see the pain on their faces. I mean, they know that that's not an easy thing for them to do, and they also have seen, if times get tough and they've been around for those times, they've seen the business owner not take a paycheck.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The impact of staffing changes and fluctuations in the marketplace for small businesses are more apparent, clearly. And I think that, you know, it's that family appeal that makes them so attractive in their ability to retain workers. There's some opportunities as you'll go through the survey for small businesses to do more. But overall, the good news is they're happier.
I don't know how many times I've seen small business employees get sick. And the government came up with this idea that everybody should have sick days, you know, paid sick days. Well, you know what? In the small business sector, if the government said everybody gets sick days a year in the small business sector, that might actually cut some small business employees down. Because if they need eight, the owner's going to give it to them. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing. The number of sick days. And when, you know, especially if someone's has surgery or their family needs them or something, people would be amazed at the payroll that continues to get cut as if they were there, and the other people in the company take up the slack for them.
Yeah, and Jim, you know, that's what the survey told us, is that the flexible work schedule is one of the most attractive elements of working for a small business. And you talked a little bit about the impact of being sick at work, and that's really one of the areas that we found from the survey that small businesses can do better at, offering more comprehensive benefit plans. Obviously, supplemental insurance is a way to do that.
Right.
So when people are hurt or injured, you know, they get cash benefits from policies. And, you know, it like you said, the impact on a small business of having one person out is a big deal.
Well, exactly. And this is one of the things that got me about one of the edicts of the Obama administration, is they were going to get between the employees and the employers with the ability to be flexible. It just made no sense. It was the opposite of the. It was. Well, here's the thing, and your survey shows this. If you want to see humanity in the marketplace, go to Main Street America. What do you think, Matthew?
Yeah, I think that's right. If you want to see, you know, that one of the advantages that the small business has is just that, is they can see, the workers can see how they connect to the business. There's a lot of cultural aspects to the small business that are attracted to qualified candidates, and that's one of the main things that we saw in the survey, is that people just have a perspective that a small business gives them a better connection to the overall culture of the company, which is very important for retention of employees, but maybe even more important these days to attract the right workers.
Well, and all of that rolls up to a feeling of happiness, a feeling of peace, of well-being, a feeling of well-being. All those things contribute to well-being. And I'll tell you something else. It's easier to become an engaged person in a small business. And you and I both know that if you're engaged, then you benefit. If an engaged employee benefits themselves from that as much as the company does, don't they?
That's right. That's right. I mean, that's why you're seeing such a... it's interesting, at large corporations, they're always trying to, you know, sort of shrink down the feeling that a person has, because they realize the benefits of having this family friendly environment that makes people more engaged. It's very easy to leave a job. It's hard to leave a person that you love and care for in the workplace, mm-hmm. and you care for the mission of the company. So large corporations, the progressive ones, are really trying to create those environments where the culture is much more small business-like.
I need your website, please, where they can find the survey.
Sure. You can go to Aflac.com/small business. That's Aflac.com/small business.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the benefits.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.